chapter 1, Mishnah 4, now we're going to list things which are not considered connected to the loaf of bread. And if a person, a tulyom, touches one of these, the loaf of bread will still be considered pure. And they are hatsror shebekikar, a pebble in a loaf. If there was a small stone in the loaf, that wouldn't be considered part of the bread. The gargar melach gadol, a large piece of salt that sticks to the loaf. But turmus v'acharchor yosem mika etzba, or a burnt crust which is thicker than a finger's breadth. That's also not considered part of the loaf, that kind of crust. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, kol she'ana ne'echal imo, anything which is not eaten with the loaf, tahorin ba'av hatuma, would be remain pure if it were touched by an av hatuma, v'ein tzarech lemad v'tfulyom, and needless to say, a sheretz, needless to say, if a tfulyom touches it, it remains pure. So, for example, if you've got a pebble sticking out of a loaf of bread, even if an avatuma touched that pebble, so the loaf of bread wouldn't become an avatuma, it wouldn't be transmitted, and it's not considered chibur, it's not considered connected or attached to the loaf of bread, and that applies to all of the cases we've listed in this Mishnah.